What is up, everybody? Welcome back. Episode number 3 of the Playbook, the final episode of our preseason podcast. Today, we're talking Heisman Trophy. We're talking playoff picks. We're talking our very own Playbook podcast top 25. And we're bringing it back, everybody's favorite game, the College Football Playoff Eliminator. Last year, it ended in a tie, a 2-2 tie. I had two teams that made the playoffs. Christian had two teams that made the playoffs. This year, that will not happen because we have Gene here to help us settle the tie. We're going to come up with a good bet for the winner, and we're going to come up. This is going to be great. Same thing with the Heisman. Same thing with the playoff. So let's get right into it, boys. So we're talking Heisman Trophy first, and Christian, you have the floor.
So I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I really wanted to go with Oklahoma having the quarterback win it for the third year in a row. But I feel like there's no love to the running back. So I'm going Jonathan Taylor. Wisconsin wins it. I think Wisconsin finds a way to win 9-10 games, just stay relevant enough for him to be on the main, like, main stage. He's going for 2,000 again and 30 touchdowns. And yeah, give me Jonathan Taylor.
I like that. Not bad. Gene, what are you thinking? Felipe Franks?
No, sir. It's no surprise here who I'm going with. I think it's going to be Tua. You know, like I said, I think not only is he really, this is his final year in college, he also now has really the best team around him he's had. He has a lot of experienced guys who are really all kind of ranked amongst the best at their positions. I think, you know, Nick Saban is also going to be looking for some revenge for how last year ended. I think Alabama's going to be running up the score on a lot of teams. So Tua's my guy.
Okay. So I've been squatting on this take for, I don't know, a couple months now, and I'm going to stick with it. I think Jalen Hurts is your Heisman Trophy winner for this season. Oklahoma gets that third straight quarterback to win the Heisman. Probably the first. Is this the first time ever that a school will have won the Heisman 3 years in a row?
I believe so.
If it's not, it's like Army or Navy in like the 30s or something like that, right, you know?
Like, at least like, in the last like 65 years, this probably has never happened before.
Yeah, so, never.
Give me Jalen Hurts. Give me the Oklahoma quarterback. Lincoln Riley becomes the coach that you want to go to if you want to win a Heisman Trophy as a quarterback. And I think it's funny that none of us picked Trevor Lawrence. The odds-on favorite to win the Heisman in Las Vegas got no love from any of us. But I could easily see all three of the guys that we said here standing on the stage with Trevor Lawrence at the end of the season. You know, Jonathan Taylor, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Jalen Hurts. That could very easily be the four guys who are the Heisman finalists at the end of the year. But there's always somebody who you never thought about that could end up being there. So who do you guys think is kind of a sleeper? Maybe not even necessarily a sleeper, but someone that everyone's kind of just forgetting about.
Maybe Jake Fromm. You know, if anything, you know, if Georgia has a really big year and were to, like, you know, edge out Alabama, that could be big for him. I don't like really believe it's going to happen, but if it's Georgia's year to be, then maybe.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
I'm going to go the guy who for the last 2 years has been considered by most scouts the best college quarterback before Trevor Lawrence became Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to go Justin Herbert. I feel like everyone kind of stopped talking about him after Tua and Trevor, you know, kind of ended the season the way they did. He's still the man. And I think Justin Herbert could easily be a finalist at the end of the day. And the reason I don't think I chose Trevor to win was because, honestly, I think some of the Heisman voters are going to take the fact that he plays in the ACC as a little bit of like a deterrent, because there's going to be a lot of games where Clemson's up 30 points and Trevor doesn't play the second half. So he's not going to get the volume of stats that someone, you know, that plays in the air raid offense or someone that plays in the Justin Herbert type system. You know, the guy, Justin Herbert, is going to have those games where he throws 5-6 touchdowns to win. Yep. How many games this year do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to have to throw 5 touchdowns for them to win?
Maybe 2.
You know, so it's going to be a lot of fourth quarters where he's on the bench unless, and you know, and I'm not saying he won't, but unless he's doing what Tua was doing last year and that was throwing four touchdowns in the first half, then I don't think Trevor won't win just because of that. But that's not to say he's not the best quarterback, you know, because right. it's a little right. bit of everything.
So, you know, I think, like you said, the running backs kind of get no love, but, you know, it's been a while since a wide receiver's been up there at the end of the season. So don't be surprised if Judy ends up on that stage instead of Tua as the representative from that team. So give me Jerry Jeudy as the sleeper pick to win the Heisman.
He's going to have a lot of attention, though. Remember that.
That's true, but it doesn't matter. When you're when you're an elite receiver like that, like, guys can't cover you. And he's going to get yards, and he's going to get touchdowns. So I'm just saying, don't be surprised if he's in the conversation late into the season. And so now let's keep it moving, keep it rolling. Let's go right into our college football playoff picks. So we talked about this a little bit last time on the shows as we've been doing the previews. We've been kind of talking about who we think is going to win the conferences, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to make the playoff. So if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go first. I think there are two locks for the college football playoff that we can just pencil them in right now at the beginning of the season that are going to make it. I'm going to say that's going to be Alabama and Clemson. I just think that they're the two best teams in the country, and like similar to last year, that drop off between 1 and 2 is probably going to be pretty big, and it's going to be really hard for teams 3 through 8 to make that argument as they're one of the best two teams. So what do you guys think about that?
Yeah. I think my playoff teams are similar to yours, Garrett. I can't remember who your number 4 was, but you know, mine's going to be, you know, Clemson, Bama, Georgia, and Oklahoma. So really, I mean, it's kind of, you know, you heard the same old story, but
yeah,
I haven't had any reason to throw Michigan in there, even though Michigan's my pick to win the Big Ten. I don't know. I still think they might lose a game, and they're going to get punished for it, I think. If you lose a game really, really late, you know, it's hard to pick up back from that right away. So we'll see.
So do you think Georgia goes undefeated and loses to Alabama, or vice versa? Is that what you're saying?
I think Georgia goes undefeated and then loses to Alabama, correct?
Okay, so do a recap for me. So Gene's got Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma.
Yeah,
so Garrett, you got...
I just said Bama and Clemson. I just said I think those are the two teams that are locks. Like, I'm kind of...
Okay, so you didn't give your 3 and 4. Okay.
Yeah, kind of up and down. So I'll go ahead and give it. I do think Oklahoma is going to make it. You know, I really think that, especially playing in the Big 12, they have potential to go undefeated. And when you're playing in a Power 5 conference, if you're an undefeated conference champ, I think you get that nod, especially a team like Oklahoma, who's made the playoffs before 2 years in a row and has had a pretty good showing in the playoffs the last two seasons. So I think they're going to get a lot of credit. And I'm going to go with Ohio State, because I really think that Ohio State is going to have a similar situation where they probably lose one of those games in the middle of the year to like Purdue or Iowa or whoever they play. But then they're going to be motivated, and I think Justin Fields is ready to come out and show everybody what he can really do when he's like in command of an offense. And give me Ohio State. I hate it, but give me Ohio State.
So did you change your mind about Ohio State losing the Big Ten to Michigan?
I could see them very easily being like 11-1 and not winning the Big Ten and making it instead of Michigan.
Okay, like Michigan, like I. Okay, we could see.
I don't know, but I just convinced myself that they were going to make the playoffs. So
I mean, I agree. I was teetering on Ohio State. So here's the thing: I think the Big Ten gets left out. I think I don't think Michigan or Ohio State make it. I think they kind of beat themselves up a little bit. I think both of them are pushing the 10-11 wins, but both of them are getting two losses or more. I'm going to go Clemson, Alabama. I believe Oklahoma as well. So I guess we could really pencil in three teams we all think are going to the playoffs. So I'm going to pencil in Oklahoma as well. And then I think the conference that hasn't been getting any love lately as of late, I think I'm going with it. I think Oregon
Okay.
It's in the playoffs. I'm going to Oregon. I think they run the table. You know, Justin Herbert has that big year. He, you know, everyone's kind of forgetting like about it. And I just think Oregon with the easy conference, I think Oregon takes advantage. I think they're a one loss conference champion team. And I think they're in it.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. Like, I think that could definitely has potential to happen. All right, so just a little quick recap. Gene, his picks are Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and Oklahoma. Christian has Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Oregon. And I have Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Oregon, or in Ohio State, excuse me. Definitely not Oregon State. Oregon State is not making the playoff. Sorry. Don't get your hopes up there. I think just the fact that the three of us kind of have this prediction that Bama, Clemson, and Oklahoma are going to make it. Again, I think Clemson and Bama are the two best teams in the nation, and I think that they are going to be a lot better than everybody else. And I think that the fact that Oklahoma just shows that if you're the best team in the Big 12, you might automatically get that spot, especially if you're undefeated. But I think this also gives a case for us to have an 8-team playoff. You know, like, why not give some more people some options to make the playoffs? Like, if Georgia loses one game and plays Alabama tough in the national or in the college football or in the SEC championship game, excuse me, and they have two losses, but they're sitting there, you don't think they're one of the 8 best teams and they deserve a shot to play Clemson in the first round of the playoffs or something like that? Like, it's got to happen. It's got to happen.
See, 8 sounds good, but then you look at it. If Clemson goes undefeated and they go, you know, 13-0 with their championship game, why should they be playing a team that lost twice in the first round? That kind of doesn't feel fair in the like aspect of what college football has always been. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, it doesn't feel fair that the 8th best team in the country should get a chance to win, because that's never been the case ever. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's been a wrong system and it's flawed. I think 6 is about as far as like I would push it. And I'd give one and two a bye. Do it like the NFL. Because I think you pick the 5, you know, you pick 4 automatic bids, you know. Or you could even do 4, like, no, because you can't do conference champion.
It's not even like...
Not even like that.
We're not even talking specifically about the automatic bids and stuff, because that's a whole different rabbit hole and a whole different podcast. Yeah. But I really think... I mean, I could even get down for 6. You know, Clemson and Alabama undefeated again like last season. Give them a bye. Let 4 through 8 play each other... Or 4 through 6. Wait, 4, 5, 6. I don't know. Math is hard. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
You know, I just skip in numbers. So give them a chance to play each other, and then we'll figure out really who the 3rd and 4th best teams are. And
yeah, I mean, that seems the most logical. Like, I think that still preserves a little bit, because, you know, if you're going, you know, 1 through 6, you're either one loss or you're a conference champion. Right. You know, you get to 7, 8, you're looking at teams that have 2 losses and no conference champion getting in, and that doesn't feel like they should have any shot, you know? So I think 6 would be, you know, 6 would be good in my opinion. I feel like that would just be the best route to go, like, immediately. Like, let's do it now.
Right. Let's just start tomorrow. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So going along with the college football playoff, we played this game last season. We're playing it again this year. We're doing the college football playoff eliminator, where Gene, Christian, and myself are going to do a draft, a snake draft. So let's pay attention. Nobody get lost in the snake. And we're going to have to, we're each going to draft 4 teams, and we're going to have the ability to change these teams each week, but we're going to put a limit this season on the number of moves you can make. You can only make 6 pickups and 6 ad drops. So if I decide that, you know, I pick Washington and Washington has 2 losses, I can drop them, but I can only drop them and pick up another team 6 times. So it's going to add another layer of strategy to the game. So before the episode, we decided in a very diplomatic fashion about the draft order. So Gene, you're going to go first, Christian 2nd, I'm going to go 3rd and 4th, and then we're going to go back around. All right, so Gene, with a 1st overall pick in the college football playoff eliminator draft, who are you taking?
Yeah, I'm going with Alabama.
Okay. I mean, that's probably the chalk pick for safest pick. All right, Christian.
Yeah, I'm going Clemson.
All right, not very surprising there. All right, so I get two, and I gotta. This is gonna be the value pick. So I'm gonna give me Oklahoma, and give me Ohio State.
It's a good
Christian,
pick.
Going back to you.
Oh, this is where it starts to get a little iffy.
It's interesting.
Oh man.
I mean, hey, Oregon, the team that you picked to make the playoff, is still on the board.
Going Texas.
Okay.
I mean, the best team left is Georgia, but I'm going with Michigan.
Okay. I mean, a little strategy right there. So you get two, Gene. You get one more.
Georgia.
Okay. Christian, coming back to you.
I totally should have taken Georgia. But I don't know. I was like iffy on it. I'm going Oregon this time.
Okay, Oregon. All right. So see, I'm in a pickle here because I really think that, you know, past these eight teams, are there really any teams that have a shot to make the playoff? This is hard. I definitely don't want to make this pick, but just considering who they are, I'm gonna take Notre Dame.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Notre Dame, and then give me. I don't want to make this pick either, but give me Florida. that sucks. All right, Christian, you're up.
So I got Clemson, Texas,
and Oregon.
Oregon. Oh, fuck. I'm looking at what's left here. It's slim pickings. Yeah, like
slim pickings.
In terms of what I want. Fuck it. Give me the Canes, dude. Give me Canes.
Okay.
You know, once we beat UF week one, we'll be top 10 week two, you know, the hype of that. So yeah give me the Canes.
All right, Gene, finish us off. Tell us who's number four.
Sheesh. Slim pickings, right?
Yeah, for real.
I guess LSU.
Okay. So geez, Gene,
she's really SEC heavy.
SEC.
I wouldn't have pictured it any other way, though. Would you have? Like,
no, that's kind of why I picked
Michigan, didn't I?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, three SEC teams definitely not gonna make the playoff. That's why I kind of picked Florida with my last pick. You know, I thought SEC East, it's really them or Georgia who's got a chance to win. And you know, if you win the SEC and make the SEC championship game, like, you never know what's gonna happen. So it's just kind of the safe pick, but I totally didn't even think about the fact that they play Miami week one. So, all right. So in the college football playoff eliminator preseason, before week one, Gene has Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, and LSU. Christian has Clemson, Texas, Oregon, and Miami. And I have Oklahoma, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Florida.
Oh, and I like
just,
it.
I like my team. I like my squad. I think if we're just looking at these top to bottom, mine is the most realistic of four teams that could make the playoff. Like, just the fact that none of these teams are in the same conference. So, I'm early odds on favorite. I'm calling myself.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, before we wrap up our preseason coverage, we've come out. We've been an anti-AP Top 25 podcast. We've been an anti-College Football Playoff Top 25 podcast.
And now, I wasn't.
Well, Gene, this was before you were on the show. So no matter what, you're anti-AP Top 25. So yeah. You married into this.
Yeah, so, it's two things. We support the troops, and we're anti-AP Top 25.
Those are the requirements. They were in your contract that you actually never signed. But so we're doing our own top 25 this season, and we're going to start right now. So what we did, myself, Gene, and Christian, we all made our own lists, and then we did a little math, and we averaged out the position of the teams that we had on our lists, and we came up with a top 25 based on the average scores of our three lists collectively. So can you guys see my screen so we can all read this? All right, cool. So I'm going to read the top 10, or I'll go 25 through 15. We'll round off the top. We'll finish with the top 10. So at 25, we have Virginia, 24, Washington State, 23, we got Syracuse, 22 is TCU, 21 is Iowa State, 20 is Iowa, 19 is Michigan State, Miami coming in at 18, Auburn 17, and UCF at 16. And I think UCF made it that high because I had them ranked at number 12. And
ridiculous.
Yeah. So, hey, look, I mean, the only reason I put them that high is, yes, there's some questions at quarterback, but when you're 25-1 in the last two seasons, the best group of five team that we all said who's probably going to be the highest ranked group of five team, you got to give them some credit. And if you're playing not necessarily the strongest schedule ever, you're probably going to win a lot of games. So,
but you also knew that Gene was going to rank them super low, so you knew that was going to have to balance it out.
No, well,
you
know, look, so I didn't rank them 12 just because I knew Gene was going to rank them really low. Like, I legitimately think I in the preseason
I was generous.
The best teams. And generous Gene doesn't even think they're going to be ranked.
Oh, my God. They're going to be ranked. And I think it's going to be around where we have them, like that 16 to 20 range. So
yeah, maybe like in week one.
We'll see, man.
Okay.
All right, Christian, you want to carry on?
Yeah, I'll do the next five. We'll let Gene do the top five. Top or ten. Me, I'll do the next 10. I'll do the next 10. So at 15, we have Penn State. 14, we have Utah. 13, we have Washington. 12, Texas A&M. 11, Oregon. 10, Notre Dame. Florida at 9. Until after week one. Ohio State at 8. Texas at 7, LSU at 6, Michigan at 5.
Well, then that leaves out the top four, which most of us seem to be pretty close on. It's Georgia at 4, Oklahoma at 3, Bama at 2, and Clemson number 1.
So, yeah, the top two we all had exactly the same. Those were the only two picks in the top 25 that everybody had exactly the same. So I think that kind of continues on with the theme of what I was saying, that, you know, everybody, it's one and two, and then it's everybody else. And I think it's going to be like that all season, where everyone is kind of talking about, it's Clemson, it's Bama, who's number three, who's number four. Like, when the first college football playoff rankings come out, barring a catastrophe, it's probably going to be Clemson number one, Alabama number two, and then the question of who's going to be number three. So I think that's going to be the theme of the season. So I think it's going to be fun for us to do our own rankings. It's going to be better when we bring on some guests and we have a fourth person to bring in to give us their rankings. So it's going to be a good year. So that's the wrap for the preseason podcast. We got some great stuff coming for you guys this season. Got some great guests. Got some great stuff coming up. We're going to some games. Doing some fun things. So I'm ready for this year. What about you guys?
Ready to go, man. It's going to be a good one.
Yep. And I'm ready. I personally am ready for the 24th, so you guys can shut the hell up about this game.
Oh, I'll be there.
Believe me, I'm barely talking about it. It's just another game, you know, at this point.
Dude, that's such a – you're such a Patriots fan. You know, we're just focused on the Gators.
Just another game, honestly.
We're just focused on Miami and thinking about being 1-0 this week.
You know? See. Here's the thing: if your coach and your team takes on that mentality that it's just another game, y'all are gonna get punched in the mouth because that shit's not just another game. You know, that shit means something. It's Miami UF.
There, you know, they got a new guy. I think his name is like Jaren Williams or something.
Yeah, let Mullen do whatever he wanted. Let Mullen say whatever he wants. We'll save this for the week one preview. That's all I got to say.
Next week on Wednesday, we'll see you. We'll see you for the week one preview. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
That's about it. That's all I got right now, you know.
That's it?
Nope. All drop right. The mic.
Christian, bro, you said drop the mic 2 weeks in a row. It's drop the music.
Oh, fuck. Go back. I don't know why I'm saying drop the mic. Fuck it. That's what it is this year. It's drop the mic.